One reason people don't learn habits is they often just don't give it enough time. John and Rachel plan to leave their strategy in effect for 5 months, August through December. Once they announced the plan to the children, they were off to a running start. For 8 weeks straight, John spent the time with the children. On the 9th week, he slipped. He had many good reasons. He got sick and fell behind in his work. He had to repair the front door, and Rachel's sister dropped in for a 2-day visit. Despite those good reasons, he could not watch sports for the next week, and Rachel didn't have to watch football either. The rest of the program went as planned, and at the end of December, they evaluated his new habit to see if their strategy had worked. The indications seemed good. Not only did he now spend 5 hours with the children in their activities, he had begun to plan new ones with them, where he could help them even more. He enjoyed being with them more than he liked Monday night football. Prepare for setbacks. When I work with couples on forming new habits, I warn them that they may find their first efforts disappointing. Their original plan may need several revisions before they reach the goal of a new habit. Naturally, if the problem had been easy to solve, they would not have required my professional help. Some problems may even seem difficult from a professional's viewpoint, but in the end, together we can usually resolve them. You'll need patience and optimism in your efforts to improve each other's habits. You'll find, though, that even progress can make your marriage so much better that you'll begin to feel the admiration developing. What do I do when I begin to admire him? Tell him, of course. However, that obvious answer is not always as easy as it seems. You may not have learned how to tell your husband you admire him. Just because you feel pride or admiration, you have not communicated it. Teach yourself to speak those words of praise, just as you've learned any other habit. Again, remember not to say something contrived or phony. Express honestly how you feel. At first, that may seem awkward, but as your habit develops, it will become smoother and more spontaneous. Then you'll have achieved your goal, the natural admiration he's always wanted from you. Sometimes a woman fears expressing praise too soon because her husband might stop working on behavior that has not yet become habitual. I advise her to communicate praise as soon as she feels even a little admiration, not as a reward for change. You can find other methods to use for that, but as a true expression of her feelings. Remember that a man really needs appreciation. He thrives on it. Many men who come to me because they have had affairs stress that the admiration of their lovers acted as a warm spring breeze in comparison to the Arctic cold of their wives' criticism. How can they resist? Don't make your husband go outside your marriage for approval. He needs the perspective your appreciation gives him. That does not mean you have to fake it with him and tell him you love something that drives you wild, but work with him on the needs you must both fulfill, setting up a strategy that builds admiration. You need to admire him as much as he needs your praise. Gently and patiently encourage your husband to meet your needs by telling him how much you like the changes you see. Questions for her. 1. Has the expression of admiration toward your husband been a special problem for you? Has he ever asked you to be less critical of him or encourage you to count your blessings? 2. Do you need to develop a feeling of admiration or simply the habit of expressing your admiration? 3. Make the list of changes you would like in your husband. Next, separate out traits, converting them to habits. Now, divide the list into essential changes and unessential changes. If your husband made these essential changes, do you think you would be able to show him the admiration he needs? Questions for him. 1. Are you very aware of your need for admiration? Some men never give it a thought and don't think they need it. What evidence might there be in your life that you have a deep and basic need for praise from your wife? 2. How have you tried to communicate the need of admiration to her? How has she responded? 3. What do you think of the plan suggested in this chapter? How might you modify it to make it more applicable to your marriage? 4. Make the list of changes you would like in your wife. Separate out traits, converting them to habits. Now, divide your list into essential changes and unessential changes. Are you willing to make the changes your wife will suggest to you if she makes the changes that you would like her to make? To consider together. 1. Develop strategies for changing the habits you've identified. Set a time limit on the strategies and plan to reevaluate them to see if they work. And 2. Discuss the disadvantages of your criticism toward each other. How can you encourage each other to change without being critical?